Please come to two knees and stand the right foot on the floor. Two knees and stand the right foot on the floor. Put your left hand on the floor. Two knees and then put the right foot on the floor. That's it.
Half a knee.
Half of your knees. Put half of your knees. Left knee, right foot. Left knee, right foot.
I know.
Okay, that's fine. Good. As long as you know what you're doing. Good. Left knee, right foot. And put the left hand on the floor. Left hand on the floor. Good. And come back up. Did you just put the left hand on the floor, or did you remember to listen to yourself from hip joints to top of the head? And that you actually did it. See, because before it becomes automatic, it needs surveillance. That's why I'm using the new word. Attention is one thing, but surveillance is another. Attention just shows you what you're doing. Surveillance, you can actually do something new. Okay? So then, lean like that, or with your hand, and yes, tuck the toes and lift. Lift your pelvis. Lift your pelvis. So now the pelvis goes away from the heels, right? Moments ago we were bringing it towards the heels, and now you're lifting it, and you're... But it doesn't have to be high. It's just, it's really to get this attention to the length of the spine, right? The length of the spine. In fact, if you want, you know, with the other hand, you can pull a little bit on top of your hair so that you... But don't pull yourself forward, right? Don't pull yourself too much forward. You want to just lift the pelvis, and you want to maintain in your image where your pelvis is, where your head is, and you still have the bundle of twigs. And you don't want to stress the front leg. Do not stress the front leg. So touching the top of your head or pulling your hair is useful. Do it. If it's not, don't do it. Okay? That's it. Good. And just do it a few times, really, like you lift... Go down, lift, go down, lift, go down. So that means lift a little bit. Just lift a little bit, go down, lift a little bit, go down. Just flip, 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 flip. Until you kind of realize you're a bit like a little toy. And it just goes with the hip joints. Great, good. Change to the other. So left foot, right knee. Left foot, right knee. And do the same. So what I'm going to suggest to you, if you'd like, is let's build up the floor on the side where your arm isn't quite reaching. What do you think about that? Yeah. And if that's not enough, just...
Elena, we need to have her toes
ready. Yes. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Okay, so that's how it is now. That's how it is now. That's how it is today. That's how you are oriented more widely in the whole image. And therefore, you have probably much more say over how this whole thing happens. Rest. Yeah, so one of the things that when you maintain this long relationship between the head and the pelvis, then there is no effort in the chest, because you're not using the chest to bring yourself up. You're using the legs and the hip joints. Okay, come back to the right foot and the left knee. Right foot, left knee. And of course, what you spontaneously do is you put the left hand down. So now, instead, put the right hand on the floor. And put the right hand on the floor to the inside of your right foot. Put the right hand on the floor to the inside of your right foot. And then keep it there and come up to lift your pelvis. Lift your pelvis a bit. And I don't know, is that which is easier, to have the left hand or to have the right hand? So change them again. Which is lighter, which is easier, to have the right hand and lift, or to have the left hand and lift? Left, yeah, left. So let's perfect a bit more the one that's less easy, so the right hand. So take the right hand now to the outside of the right foot. and then take it even further to the outside of the right foot. And you don't have to keep the right foot and the left foot exactly where they are. You can actually change them so that you can have move them a bit on the floor so that the right hand can go further and further to the right, and it's you can still maintain that way of lifting your pelvis. So the right hand is on the floor. The right hand is on the floor, and you just experiment. What is the farthest around to the right? Not farthest away, but farthest around yourself to the right that you can take, lean with the right hand, and still have a long spine, lift the pelvis, and you can move the placement on the ground of the right foot, the left knee, and the left foot.
Well,
no.
How much?
How much? You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised more on the fifth day than today. Okay, now put both hands on the floor in front. Put both hands on the floor in front. And with both hands, maintaining the long spine, the same relationship between bottom of the pelvis and head, lift the pelvis. So the foot lifts, the knee lifts, put it back down. And now walk the left hand to the right. So walk both hands to the right.
Keeping your knee
down? No, put the knee down, put the hands in the new place, and then lift the knee. And you can, again, you can change. Don't make huge changes to the right, not to the left, to the right. Yeah, to the right. To the right. To the right. And even more to the right. So, you know, it gets perhaps more challenging to keep the long relationship between the neck, the chest and the back, or not. You can move where the left toes are. You can move where the left toes are. So you're not side bending. You don't side bend. So you can actually pivot, right? On the knee, you can move the toes. The left toes can move a little bit more to the left. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it makes a difference. The heel, maybe the right heel can stay where it is, but the foot can turn out a little bit. Yeah. But if you keep chasing, if you keep turning the right knee, then you can't get around to the outside of it, can you? So what's the point? So the point apparently is that more and more you find even greater agility and softness in the chest, so that the head and the pelvis can maintain their long relationship. Lie on your back. So come one more time to this same, so you were on the right foot and the left knee, right foot and the left knee, and put your left hand on the floor where it's most logical and easier to lift the pelvis, and lift your pelvis and see if it's gotten lighter since you were bringing yourself around to the right, doing all those difficult things. Okay. Yeah. And then put your right hand someplace. Put your right hand someplace and see what could you do with taking your hip joints to with what? Softening the chest. That's really not a very informative phrase, is it? Sometimes. And then again, take the left hand to the right. So not both hands now, but just the left hand to the right. You can move the left toes. You can move the left toes. And then as you lift your pelvis, you're looking to not side bend. You're looking to somehow keep the same length through the left side, the right side. So I don't know what has to happen. Maybe something has to widen in the middle back so that the left hand can go all the way to the right, but the back can stay long, right? Because that left arm has to reach all the way to the right. The left hand is reaching to the right.
Where is your right hand?
Sorry?
Where is your right
hand? I don't know, just floating around someplace. I don't know. It's not, you're not leaning on it. You're not leaning on it. Okay, come back to the middle and see how it is in the middle to put the left hand down and lift your pelvis, lift your knee. Good. Change so you're on the left foot and the right knee. And first put the right hand down. Tuck your toes, lift. Good. Then put the right hand, the left hand down. Left hand down, put it down where? Inside the leg. Put the left hand down inside the left leg. Then put the left hand to the outside of the left foot. And then take it farther and farther to the left. And if you'd like, you can use both. You can use both, but make sure that you take them, if you're taking both right away, that you're taking them around to the left. Around to the left. If you need the floor to be a bit higher, you can take a stool, take some mats, then bring the right arm over to the left. Bring the right arm over to the left. Can you use the right arm, the right hand on the floor, the right hand on the floor, and lift the pelvis and keep the length from the tailbone to the top of the head. Keep the length from the tailbone to the top of the head. The right toes can keep changing angle. But somehow your chest has to deal with the left thigh, doesn't it? Chest has to deal with the left thigh. And for the right hand to come around to the left, is there a widening that can happen between the shoulders? But then come back to the starting position. Put your right hand in the easy place in the middle. Lift and lower your pelvis and knee and see if after these little twists and turns left and right, this got easier. Lie on your back and rest. If you move the knee, then move the foot.
Yeah, so when I'm kind of moving around, I have to keep this pointing forward, or you can move that?
You always have the knee. Yeah, you can. If you want to take the knee to the side, make sure you take the foot.
Right.
Right, so the knee is always going over the foot, so you're not twisting inside the knee.
So you're allowed to move this, too, when you're turning around?
You're allowed to do anything that... Yes.
I just want to know what the constraint is.
Mm-hmm. And would you kneel on two knees, so stay on two knees for the moment, that both feet are long. Stand on the two knees. And, interestingly, let's try this. Put one hand on the head, on the forehead, one hand behind, and see whether rolling your head now and taking the sitting bones in the direction of the heels, whether there's a bit a bit of greater clarity about rolling the head, which really would mean that there's a greater clarity of the activity in the hip joints and in the knees and in the orientation. And as I look around, I see a lot more fluidity, so I certainly hope that you actually feel that as ease. Anybody?
Yeah.
Great, huh? Nice, really, yeah. You got all the way down and up and everything, yeah. All right. So now...
We're suffering, but we have some results.
Exactly. So therefore, you're now graduated to be able to, without rolling your head, just sit back on your heels, and come back up. And note that you can do that with ease. You can imagine that you've got two ways to use the head. One is to roll it, to check it, and then the other is just this light pulling of the hair, right? So that this is the experience of the chest being easy, the no extensors in the neck working, no hyperextension in the lower back. You're just sitting down and coming up from the hip joints, the knees, like that, right?
Yeah.
And actually, for a while, his hair is gone. Good. So if you sit back, then you're on the knees, and then just bring one foot to standing. That's it. And then bring it back down. Bring that one back down. Sit down. Simon says, get up and bring the other foot to standing. That's it. Put it back down. Sit back down. That's it. Come up. Put one foot to standing. Put one hand down. Lift your pelvis. Come up to stand all the way. There you go. Put the same foot that's just been behind backward. Go back down to kneel, but take your head down. That's it. Then put the other knee kneeling. Sit back down. Come back up to half to kneeling. Bring the other foot forward, go bend down, come up to stand up, and put that foot back. There you go. But take your head when you're going down to bring the arm. Put that's it, and voila. Oops! But it's not letting the head go in the neck, right? It's this whole length, so that you get more and more the sense of that. Actually, you can go down, you can come up, you can do whatever you want. So just make your own dance out of this. Make your own rhythm a few times. And I'm not going to put the words so that it can have flow, right? But you can go all the way from standing to going back down to. Great. Excellent. And one more little adventure. So, be on the two knees, please. And put both toes under and put your hands spread your knees a bit wider. Spread your knees a bit wider so your hands can be really close to the knees. In fact, he says, put both hands between the legs on the floor. So the heels are close and the knees are spread. And, yeah, so the knees are spread, the heels are close, so your hands are as close to your knees as is possible so that you can lift one knee and put it down and lift the other knee and put it down. One knee and put it down. And when you lift one knee, can you bring your pelvis to sit towards the other heel? Can you bring your pelvis to sit on the heel of the other foot?
That possibly.
So that would mean that if your left knee is lifted from the floor, your pelvis is close to or sitting on the right heel. And when your right knee is lifted from the floor, your pelvis... So it's not that you lift the knee and your pelvis is away from the heels, okay?
so that your pelvis actually stays really close to the heel. So you can just play. Once you put one knee, once you put the other, and it actually gets a bit more complicated the closer your hands come towards your pelvis. So make it complicated for yourself.
And can you be bringing one knee down while the other one is coming up? Without letting go of the hands in the floor, so that, that way you have to really get length between the shoulders. That's it. Yeah, that's lovely. That's great. Until you may find that you would like to have a rest. So have a rest. Have a rest. And please, come to the two knees, spread the knees, the feet are, you don't want to touch the heels because then they'll bump, but the heels are closer to each other than the knees. And now just put one hand between the two knees, whichever hand you'd like. And once you lift one knee, and then once you lift the other knee. But the same one hand stays on the floor. Right? One hand stays on the floor, and you alternate which knee you lift. And see how low can you keep the pelvis? How low can you keep the pelvis? Low would mean close to the heels, right? That's it. Right. Is one knee easier to lift? Like when you have the right, when you have the right hand on the floor, it can you? Which knee opens further to the side? The left one or the right one? Yeah, the left one, probably the left one, because then when you have the right hand on the floor and you're kneeling on the left and you have to open the right knee to the side, you have to really get a lot of widening and turning in the back, whereas you don't. So change hands, whichever hand you've had. So whichever hand you have on the floor, the knee on that same side is a little bit more challenging to lift because you're anchored to the floor. Especially if you keep the hand in the middle. You want to keep the hand in the middle rather than off to the side. Good. So now what you're ready to do is have a rest. Exactly. Exactly. In preparation for the grand finale. Come to your two knees, spread the knees, the feet are a little bit closer together, put the two hands on the floor between the knees, as close to the knees as you can, and now lift the two knees from the floor without lifting the hands from the floor. So you lift the two knees and then you put the two knees back to the floor. Two knees come to the floor, and then the two knees lift away from the floor, the two knees come to the floor, they lift away from the floor. Good. Now, here is the finale. So bring the hands as close as you can to your feet, so that when you lift the knees from the floor, you make a little bit, you make a little hop, you shoot your pelvis up into the air, and your hands stay on the floor. If you're on the hands and feet, you make a little hop.
Can you repeat?
Absolutely. So you hop like a little frog that wants to show its butt to the ceiling. That's it. But then the frog actually stays there with the bottom of the pelvis up to the ceiling. So then I don't know.
What?
That's it. That's right. So with a hop, you come onto your feet. You're on your hands. You hop. Yeah, you hop that way. You hop up. You hop to standing, except now your hands are on the floor, your feet are on the floor, your butt is in the air, and your head is down. Okay, so just, that's it.
This and
yeah.
This.
And that. Just, oh, do you hop downward again, is what you said? Do you hop back down? Then you hop to squatting. So now you go from squatting, you hop upward, and then you hop to squatting. And then, if you can really hop your feet close to your hands, you'll be able to stand up. So now you've hopped, and your feet are really far away from your hands. It's going to be really hard to stand up on your feet, isn't it?
Come back.
Yeah.
Can you stand up? Is that what you want?
No, you didn't hop.
You want us to hop back and stand up?
No, I want you to hop in such a way that you're hopping. See, you're thinking about it as back. You actually hop so the pelvis goes up into the air. But your feet, you hop so that your feet are really close to your hands.
You're so demanding.
I totally am. But it's black on white. I can't help it. It's in the score. That's it. Yeah. Look good out of the corner of my eye. Looks really good.
That was the easiest part.
And lastly, just because we're looping this through, go on your knees, roll your head, and see what it is like. Or half kneeling if you want to really challenge yourself, or not challenge, or whatever was complicated. To see if with the agility now, right? You have the agility in the hip joints. You've got the orientation between pelvis and head. You have power in the legs. Can that all give you freedom of the head? Because you know that if you can keep your head free, that means you're really utilizing all the support and power parts of yourself really well. Different for anybody?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm. More balanced.
Less wobbly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More breath through the hole.
More breath through the hole. A lot lighter.
Pelvis
lighter. I just have to say it because, you know, I can't help myself. But I presume one could maybe try to be in a squat, hop up to a stand by holding the head. See you tomorrow.
You need a demo for that.
Need a what? What did you say?
A demo.
A demo, yeah, good. Good for you. Well said. See you tomorrow.